So the UK has launched its first airstrike on Syria. This comes after a majority of Northern Ireland's 18 MPs backed the action during yesterday's Commons vote. MPs voted to authorise UK airstrikes against so-called Islamic State in Syria by a majority of 174 MPs. Now, the reason that 174 figure is significant, basically David Cameron's party, the Conservative Party, he only has a majority of 17. So that's 10 times his majority, voting for airstrikes in Syria. The Ulster Unionist MP, Danny Kinahan, was one of those who voted for airstrikes last night. Are you not worried, Danny, about the many, many innocent civilians in Syria who will now be killed?
We are always worried about innocents, not just in Syria, but our first role is to protect our own citizens here. And I use, someone else said to me, if you have wasps in your house, you go and take out the nest. It's similar to that. But if you listen to Hilary Benn, who I think summed it up best yesterday, it is the fascism from Daesh and their absolute loathing of everyone. We are already a target. We are in that top tier, as the Prime Minister said, and are a target, and we had to do something about it. But it wasn't done lightly. We know the chances of war, that there'll be civilians will be hurt, but everything is done so it isn't that. And what, as an Ulster Unionist, really helped me get across the line was knowing that it was going to be a proper long-term plan. We'd learnt from Iraq, we'd learnt from other actions, that they're going to work with all the other countries. There's going to be good and extensive humanitarian aid at the end.
But the Americans have already been bombing Syria. There have been thousands of bomb attacks on Syria over the last 16, 18 months, Danny. What differences are bombs going to make?
It's one weapon. We happen to have the Brimstone missile, which is one of the most accurate. We also have very, very well-trained pilots. It is part of your whole battle.
That's a weapon that wasn't used this morning during the first airstrike.
So I'm told. I saw that, which means you were going for a different type of target. The point is, we have to beat Daesh. You have to beat them. Otherwise, they are going to spread throughout the world. If you can stop Mosul and Raqqa, the two capitals of the caliphates, you take away the centres of this whole new world that they're trying to create, of their warped version of Islam. And that then...
But you can't take out Raqqa because there are many innocent men, women and children in Raqqa. You just can't bomb a whole city.
Absolutely, which is why you need precision. But you then need troops on the ground. And the other point in the motion was to work with and get the Syrian forces that are there from, who are moderate and on our side, to work together. You need to do it all together. It isn't just bombing.
Had you any doubt last night before you voted?
Always had doubt. And one person being hurt, that gives me doubt. But you have to sit there and think, what is the long term? What are you trying? You know, we at the moment are not safe in the UK. And we've got to make ourselves safer. That is our first duty as government.
Well, the SDLP's Mark Durkin had sufficient doubt that you voted against, Mark. Why?
Because, contrary to Danny, we're not convinced by the so-called comprehensive strategy. We're talking about a shifting alliance here with some shifty allies, including people who have been syndicators of terrorism. When we consider what, you know, the government who are commending this motion to us last night, what they have been saying in recent times about some of what Russia has been doing, and we know what has been going on in terms of some of the powers and personages in the Gulf states as well. So they are now allies in this particular exercise. But of course, we know that their allegiances, their interests will change and will shift. And that will be part of the complication because, contrary to the Prime Minister's declarations last week, that there would be absolutely no mission creep, that it would be the terms of this motion and this motion only. We don't believe that.
What's your alternative, Mark?
Well, first of all, the alternative is a proper comprehensive strategy, which actually does more on the political and on the diplomatic side, that musters that forward. Remember, part of what is going on now in the Vienna process, which we welcome, was stuff that should have been going on a couple of years ago, but was rejected then. Some of the kind of negotiations that are on that are going on at the minute about trying to get a transition in Syria was actually rejected as an option by the British government.
But you've heard Danny Kinahan tell you why.
Years ago.
Danny, tell him why you voted for last night. Tell Mark why he's made a mistake.
I voted for because I believe we have got a long-term political and democratic and economic look on the ground and a strategic plan also with all the other countries. You know, I'm happy to give them a chance. You can't tie everything up. It is going to be difficult, but the whole point in doing it is we have to take Daesh out. But you need everyone working together from Russia, from everyone who's in Vienna. And that looks as if it's happening. And from what I saw, and I just want to read you something. This is from the Kurdistan Regional Government High Representative. He said, last June, Daesh captured one-third of Iraq overnight and then attacked us. What saved us was swift Western airstrikes, partly from the British forces. And then he goes on and makes the point again in another place.
Airstrikes that you wouldn't let happen, Mark Durkin.
Airstrikes are rear post. And remember what's going to happen to the Kurds in all of this. The so-called protection that's been given to them now, are their underlying issues going to be addressed? And again, this is what happens as part of the radicalization agenda. We find that people are been co-opted as allies and then dropped later on subsequently. So we'll have to see what degree of commitment those same Western powers will give the Kurds in the longer term. And remember, among the allies in this particular exercise is Turkey, who are actually bombing the Kurds at the minute. That's part of the conflicted alliance that we are dealing with, which means we will see mission creep and mission confusion later on.
Danny Kinahan, one of our listeners taking exception to what you've said in the programme this morning. He says, Danny Kinahan just said, when you have wasps in your house, you take out the nest. And saying that about bombing a city, about bombing Raqqa, is this man serious?
That isn't the nest. The nest is the headquarters of the people that run it, is the queen. You take out the key people that are running it. That doesn't mean blanket bombing of civilians. That is not what we're going in for. We are going in for getting a coalition of troops on the ground. You take out the key targets. You make it by bombing them so they cannot operate it. You do it in such a way where you minimise and hopefully have no civilian casualties.
Here's David in Ballinahinch. Morning, David.
I just was saying that the SALV should change their name to the De Valera Party. Mr. De Valera said, we shall remain neutral, and it seems to be their stance. So why don't they just change their name now?
Mark Durkin?
Well, that's not our stance.
What do you say?
Well, hold on now, David. Be respectful.
I am.
Well, you don't. I look forward to more impression of that. That is not our stance, because we obviously have to make a judgment. And like many other members of the House of Commons, including former ministers, we were not convinced with the government's argument that they had the so-called comprehensive strategy. In terms of tackling Daesh, and they need to be absolutely tackled and rooted out, attacking their monies and attacking their means is part of the issue. But of course, that hasn't been done. That hasn't been done strongly enough up until now, because the oil has continued to flow out.
Here's John Dungannon.
Turkey has been an angle on that, and the arms have come in.
Go on, John.
Hello, Stephen.
Very quickly, John.
Can you hear me? Danny Kennan made the point that we need to make our UK cities safer by bombing the bases in Syria. The point that I want to make is that the guys that carried out the atrocity in Paris didn't live in Syria. They probably lived a couple of blocks from where they operated. So what I mean is, to bomb Syria, it'll only exasperate the problem.
They were from Belgium, weren't they?
That's right.
Will it make us more of a target, Danny Kinahan? That's essentially what he's saying. With bomb Syria, are they more likely, or IS, so-called Islamic State, more likely to come and bomb us now?
We are not safe today. We were told we were in the top tier of targets at the moment, and we plan to make you safer in the long term. We know it's a real test, but do you really want Daesh carrying on doing exactly what they're doing worldwide, and we're already a threat? I think not. We have to try and take them on.